The animal's a trypha. It's missing one of the 18 tryphas that has a hole in the head, a hole in the lungs. Even though it's a trypha, still you led this, as long as it's alive, it could give birth. So what can you tell me then? So then, from this pasuk of Malachayo Zera, it means that it has to be Roshi of Arm Shalom. Says so. What do I do with the pasuk Mikolachai? So Mor says, Omachor. The pasuk says, Itcha, that bring these animals into the teva. Itcha, like you, meaning v'doymim lecho. It has to be like Noach. So the havamina is that Noach was a shalom, not a treifa. So from here I learn out the animals cannot be treifas. Mor says no, but v'dilma Noach gufa treifa evay. Maybe Noach was also a treifa. So the pasuk says, bring the animals in like you. Maybe it means animals that are treifas. So therefore I need a special pasuk of Malachai Zera to say not a treifa. So Mor says no, tomim tzivdei. It says by Noach he was a tam. He was complete. So Mashmi was not a treifa. So Mor says no, v'dilma tomim b'drachav hoya. Maybe it was a tam, means he did mitzvahs, he acted nicely. So Mor says no, tzadik tzivdei. It says already there was a tzadik. So Mor says, so what? Dilma maybe means like this. Tomim vidrochav. He was a tam vidrochav, Rashi says it means ono vishvaruach. He had good midas. He was a very humble person. Tzadik means b'maisov. He did mitzvahs. Rashi says, tzadik b'maisov. V'loi chomas. He did not do gezel. He was not stealing. He did not rob from anybody. So maybe both pertain to his actions. He was a tzadik. But not that he himself was a tam and not a treifa. So Mor says, no, the story is like this. Do not think that when the pasuk says itcha, bring animals in like you, it means to tell us that just like Noach was a treifa, the same way the animals you bring in should also be treifas. That doesn't make any sense. You can tell me to think that the Noach treifa heve, that really you want to tell me Noach maybe really was a treifa. So then what are you telling me? What is the pasuk teaching us then? Omale rachmono, the Torah is teaching us Kavosech ayol, so an animal that's just like you, in other words, only treifas, should come into the teiva. Shleimim loyta ayol, but you should not bring a sholem, a complete animal, into the teiva. This doesn't make any sense. So it doesn't make any sense. The Torah should teach you only take animals that are treifas. That doesn't make any sense. So since the pasuk is saying take animals that are like you means to teach you something that just like you is a shalem, the same way the animals should also be shlemim. They should not be treifas. So the kids who learn out from this pasuk itcha that an animal for korban, even for a ben noach, cannot be a treifa. So Mor says, but v'hashtu d'nafkulam yitcha, if shneilin af itcha had be like him, l'chayo zerulomli, what do I need the pasuk that the animal should be also like, should not be a treifa, from the pasuk l'chayo zera, I know it from itcha. So Mor says, no, just from the pasuk itcha, meaning bring the animals in, they should be like you. Maybe the pasuk just means noach, you need company here in the teva, you're going to be here for a year's time, you need company, so take in the animals to keep you company. Maybe the animals are just itcha, means they should be your companion. Even an old one that cannot give birth, or a sarath that cannot give birth. Therefore, kosar rachmono zera. The pasuk says lechayu zera. They have to be animals that could give birth also. So, kitzah, this is the reason why 3 days in advance, because that's the time that the goyim are thinking about their korban, they're thinking about their avodah zarah, and therefore, when they're oisik and worrying about their avodah zarah, any good business deal they do that makes them happy will only cause them to worship their avodah zarah. We will soon see. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Shloisha Yom, that's what the Mishnah says, 3 days before the Yom Edom. Does it mean Hain V'yadayim? It's three, meaning the Chag itself also. So it's 2 days in advance and the Yom HaChag. Or Duma, maybe no. Hain B'layadayim. When it says three, it means 3 days before, excluding the Yom Chag itself. So really, it's 4 days you have to refrain from doing business. Toshima, come in here. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, we'll have the Gemara later soon. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Shloisha Lifneim, or Shloisha Leachreim. He holds 3 days before the Yom Chag, you cannot do business, and 3 days after, you also, it's also to do business. Yeah. Now, E Sakadaitach, Hein Viedayim, it means when you say three, it means with the Yom Eid itself also.
If so, Rabbi Shmuel Yemedim Choshev Lu Mikara and V'Choshev Lu B'Saif.
He says 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. If you're going to tell me when he says 3 days before, meaning the Yom Chag itself also, so really altogether it's only 5 days. And he's saying three before and three after, Mashma 6, that he's including the Yom Chag both ways, in before and in afterwards. And that doesn't make sense. So be more Mashma that the three is excluding the Yom Chag itself. Therefore he's saying it's a whole week. It's 3 days before and 3 days afterwards and the Yom Chag. So be more Mashma that when it says three, it means three before. So Mora says no. Maybe Aydi Ditoni Shloish Lefnayim. Maybe since he uses the first Lashon of three before the Yom Edom, which maybe means only two and the Yom Chag itself. But since he uses the Lashon of three before, Toni Nami Shloish Lachrayim. He already uses the same Lashon three afterwards, which really only means two afterwards maybe. Okay. This wouldn't be a proof. Toshma, come in here. The Yomar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Omar Shmuel. Yom Echol Divi Rabbi Shmuel Liel Masa. A Sunday. A Sunday is also Leilam. Every single Sunday, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also to do business with a guy. It's always considered there Yom Chag every week. 1 day a week, we'll soon see later, it goes on Sunday, they always worship there Avoy Dezoro. Now, V'Yisakadaitach, Hein V'Yedeyem, if you want to tell me it means three before, means really two before, and the Yom Chag itself, Hika Bova Chamisha Bishari. In the more later means to say that according to Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, everything, the whole year, it's also to do business. The more asked the question later, that if you hold like Rav Avdimi, that every Sunday is also to do business, and you hold like him that says three before and three after, so the whole year it's also to do business. Very different. What's the Gemara's question? If you tell me three before only really means 2 days before, and two days afterwards, if so, Yom Rishon is the Yom Chag, so Monday and Tuesday it's also, but then you have Wednesday and Thursday that you're allowed to do business. So what's the Gemara's question? You should always be asked to do business. You have Wednesday and Thursday that is permissible. Deika Abo v'chamish v'shari. So Gemara says true. Ali b'du Rabbi Shmuel l'kimi boyle. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I have no question that he for sure means dehein b'loye dayim. He means to say three is really 3 days before the Yom Chag. Him I have no question, I have no doubt. Therefore, according to him, the whole week would be also. Kikomi boyle, we don't have a question though. Ali b'du Rabbonin. According to Rabbonin that say no, it's only also 3 days before. What does 3 days before mean? Does it mean really 3 days before the Yom Chag? Or does it mean 2 days before and the Yom Chag is the third day? Some Ravina says, Toshima coming here. Sounds like this. V'eilu heine deyim shmeret g'chav. This little Gemara later we'll have. That these are the Yom Chag, Yom Edom, the Chag of the Avodah Zarah. Kalandra, that's one Yom Chag they have. Sudrinya, another Yom Chag. And the Katsiyim, another Yom Chag. Now, V'yomar Rav Chonin Bar Rova. Kalandra ches yomim. It takes 8 days. When? Achat tkufa. After the tkufa, the winter tkufa, that's when, and that's how long it lasts.
So she say,
Lefnei, that's Lefnei tkufas tevis, right. Have a day and kol shemonis. All 8 days, right before tkufas tevis, that's the chag. Now, it's 8 days after the tkufa, and tzatrunya is shemoni yom lefnei tkufa. That's 8 days right before the tkufa, before the winter starts. And the samnecha, what's the simin? That ochor v'kedem tzartoni. You created before, you created later, and then before. In other words, ochor comes first before v'kedem. Here also, the first edom is 8 days after the tkufa. And the second one was called 8 days before the tkufa. Now, v'yisakadaitach, hein, v'yedeyem, if you tell me it says, when it says eight, it means them, and the yom edom itself also, sasar heaven. If so, there should be 8 days over here. Ten. V'yisakadaitach yom eight, kochoshim asnisin, im yom shalofonov, asar yom hevei, lohu, v'yamai ketoni, shloisha, asara, Shloish was say 3 days before Asara boiled misni. Me'acha the kaimlon the shmoni yomim moishech yom eid.
If you're telling me now that the yom eid itself, the chag itself, takes 8 days, So you're telling me when it says 3 days before, it means really only 2 days before. And the third day is the Yom Eid itself. Here we see the Yom Eid itself is 8 days. So you're telling me the whole sum of before and the Yom Chag itself, it's not three, it should be 10. How come it says only three? So Gemara says that's not a good proof. Maybe Tana Kule Kalandra Chodi Yomahu Chashavlei. Maybe the whole Chag itself will extend like 1 day. True, the Chag itself, their Yom Tov, they continue for 8 days. But the Mishnah only means to call it 1 day. So still, when it says Shloishu Yomim, it means 2 days beforehand, and the Yom Chag itself, which could last for 8 days. So still, there's no proof. So Rav Ashi says, Tarshima. It says clearly, Lefnei Eidehem Shloishu Kechavim Shloishu Yomim. So clearly, before their Chag, 3 days in advance, it's also to do business. Now, vi sako daitach, hein vi edayim, if the Mishnah means 3 days, with including the Yom Chag, listni edayim, shvedik chavim, shloishi yomim. Should have said straight, 3 days of their Chag is also. Was it say 3 days before their Chag? Tichitem, maybe you tell me, haidik tonel listni edayim, why does it say 3 days before their Chag? Maybe it only means to tell me limute liacher edayim, that it means to exclude after their Chag. We do not have to have the Issa. It's only before their Chag. So Mor says no. If so, listni edom shlodik chovim gimu yom lefneihem. Let it say clearly 3 days before. Why does it say stam that 3 days is also el shmamina hein b'lo yedayim shmamina? This is a good proof that when the Mishnah says lefnei edayim shloishu yomim, it means 3 days before the Yom Chag. They're preparing themselves 3 days in advance for their avodah zarah, and therefore any business they do, anything good that happens to them during those 3 days, they'll be moida to their avodah zarah. That's on the Mishnah. 3 days before the Chag is also.
But nothing after the Chag?
That's the machlekas later. We'll see how we paskin. That's the machlekas of Zion.
We don't pass the 3 days.
Iboilu, I have a question like this. Now, Iboilu, who? What exactly is the Issa in the Mishnah? Why can't a Jew do business with a guy 3 days before his Avodah Zarah? Iboilu, what's the Issa? Mishum Havocha is because you're giving him plenty, means you're giving him extra money, and that's going to make him happy. So Rashi says, Mishum Havocha, you're giving him profit, right? Rashi says, the Rovach, when he has profit, the Ozulu Moidel Avodah Zarah, that will cause him to worship, to thank the Avodah Zarah. The Ova Yisrael Mishum Lo Yishoma Apicha. There's a pasuk in Shmos that says, you should not cause an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned through your mouth. Lo Yishoma Apicha. Through your mouth it should not be heard an Avodah Zarah. It means you're not allowed to cause the guy to say Avodah Zarah. So as the Mashmah is only Nisa the Rabbanon, you know, Rashi was on the pasuk, I think it's only Yigroma. We're afraid maybe you're going to cause him to do this. So it's not for sure. I don't know. The Koranim say it wouldn't be this of the Raisa. It's the this of the Rabbanin. But this of the Rabbanin is we're afraid that by you giving him profit, he's going to go and be Moida, mention his Avodah Zarah, and if you know for sure he's going to do it, it'll be this of the Raisa. Here that you have a doubt, me the Raisa it's Mutta, but me the Rabbanin it's also. That's one way. So one Issa is Mishum Avach. I do maybe know Mishum Lefneivel Asite Mishum. That you're giving a mishla stumbling block to the guy. So Rashi says, the mazvun lay behema, that maybe you're going to sell him now an animal, or makrivel avodah zarah, and this guy is going to take your animal and use him for the avodah zarah, and that's an avera. O b'nei noyach nitzav oleh. That's one of the sheva mitzvahs of b'nei noyach, not to worship avodah zarah. The yachas misheva mitzvahs, bedala mitzvahs of Sanhedrin. Now in he the arminan. Omad Vatirin, even though we had before Hashem took it away, what we have before, it only means Hashem took it away, that they won't receive reward. But there's still an Issa for a guy to worship Avodah Zarah, therefore there's Lefnei Iver, that you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy, because you have to be afraid you're causing him to worship the Avodah Zarah. And even the way Tosfos says, that's Lav Davka selling an animal, any business you do with him, for the same Svara, any business, anything good you cause him, we're afraid that's going to cause him now, with that money to buy a korban. He'll buy the Avodah Zarah. So maybe you're over the Yisra of Me'iva. We'll still see what the difference is. For the moral of my Nachmina, what's the difference what the Yisra is? Both ways is also to be nice to a guy before his Yom Chag, whether you're giving him profit or whether you're causing him to buy the korban. So Mor says, Nachmina is the Yisra of Me'iva. what's going to be if the guy already owns his own animal? He has already his korban set aside for his avodah zarah. Imishum havocha hakom arvachle. If the isser is that any profit you give the guy, you make him feel happy, that will cause them to thank the avodah zarah. Especially, see, over the isser lo yisham alpicha, it would apply the isser. But Iyamri Mishum Iver, it's only because of the blind person, let's seek the mission, not put a stumbling block. Ha Isla Lididei, he already has his carbon. So the fact you give him another animal is not going to cause them to worship the Avodah Zarah. If you're afraid he's going to worship because of you, if he has his animal, we're not afraid. That's the question. So the Gemara, Vichy Islai, that's true what you're saying, that if the guy already has one carbon and now you sell him another animal, there's no isla of naivor. But Tanya, we learn like this. Omar Rabbi Nosson,